אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello, my name is Dr. Gilly Kugler. I'm a lecturer and a scholar of biblical studies at the University of Sydney.
Dr. Gilly Kugler, thank you so much for joining us today and welcome to SBS Shalom Australia. And we would like to talk to you about the Passover and maybe the historical aspect of Passover and the difference between the biblical story as it is in the Bible, in the Torah, and in the Haggadah, because there is a bit of a difference that we are going to point in a minute.
Yes, there are actually two different narratives that we find in these two texts. The biblical text is found in the book of Exodus, and it recounts the events in Egypt, in the preparation to the departure of Egypt, with a main player in the story, who is Moses, that takes the people out of Egypt, and that is chosen by God to help deliver the people, redeem the people from their servitude, from their misery time in Egypt. Unlike the story or the pieces of story that we hear in the text of the Haggadah. So the Haggadah, derived from the word lehagid, to tell, is supposed to tell the story of the events of the Passover to the family, in within the family, and within the community. And it's actually a text that was written much later to the time of the formation of the Bible, as what we have today was formed around the time of the Amorites and a little bit even later. So we're talking about the 10th century in the Middle Ages. One of the things that is striking in the text is that we don't hear anything about Moses. Moses is completely absent from narrative, from the events that took place according to the Haggadah in Egypt.
So it is interesting because if you read the Haggadah, first of all, the name of Moses doesn't appear at all. But the notion of a suffering nation that is under slavery and then being redeemed by God is really the motive of the story. And the motive of the story repeats through Jewish history, through all the generations, because the redemption from the first temple, from the Babylons, they came back to Israel from exile, the second temple, it's really the same narrative as in the Haggadah of being spread among the nations and coming back to Israel. And even in our times, after the Holocaust, a lot of people see the story of the Haggadah in the Holocaust. The nation was under stress, you call it slavery in a way, and then the redemption, revival of the people in the state of Israel, that a lot of people see Israel as the third temple. And therefore, talking about the Haggadah is the history of the Jewish people in general.
The Haggadah is, in a way, a reenactment of the story, of the events that happened in history. The Haggadah not only tells what happened in a particular moment in time, but it reenacts the event again and again. And it says, it is quite explicit, actually, in the text. We hear the explicit aim to feel that we are, that the people that consider themselves part of this nation, they have to see themselves as if they just left. They were part of the generation that left Egypt, that departed from Egypt. So in a way, the Haggadah makes it alive for the people again and again. And by that, it reflects the attempt of the Israelites, in the ancient Israelites, to recount such a story of redemption, a story of salvation from misery. Maybe also it instilled in them, maybe, the aspiration that it would happen again. So in a way, there is something like a psychological element in the retelling of the story.
I think it's quite a pity because I love the story, the biblical story. Everybody can identify with this baby boy, Moshe, that was saved, was chosen by God to redeem his nation, and the story of the 10 plagues. But the 10 plagues actually are mentioned in the Haggadah.
So as you, what I think you're commenting on two things. First, that Moses is absent from the story, and
that's
the Haggadah narrative, and it's a question why he's not there.
Exactly.
While he was such a significant player in the biblical story, but the Makot, the plagues, are indeed mentioned in the narrative of the Haggadah, and I think they are there in a way that would serve one of the goals of the retelling of the story, which is to emphasize the role of God and to emphasize the significant contribution of God for this and the very existence of the nation. So it's a way to reinforce what the story tells about God while silencing the role of Moses.
The Haggadah actually says that by the might of God, by the miracles, and not from a human being, we were saved.
Absolutely. It is said in these explicit words. So the people of Israel were saved by God, not by a servant, not by a messenger, not by an angel. So this is actually an explicit polemic with the story of that puts in the center of it the role of Moses. So in a way, it didn't just forget to mention Moses. It did it deliberately.
We are talking to Dr. Gilly Kugler from Sydney University Biblical Studies, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Kugler, I've got a question about one sentence in the Haggadah that caused a lot of problem to the Jewish people. And this is, I'll say it in Hebrew and I'll translate, is Shfoch hamatcha al hagoim asher lo yedaucha, means take revenge on the other nations that don't know you. So the blame the Jews for that sentence over the generations.
Yes, this is it can be a battering sentence for people that hold in values of not violent, like opposing violence and opposing revenge. One thing that can reassure us in the sentence is that the command, it's an imperative verb that relates the aspiration to God, approaches God and says, please God, do that for us and maybe take revenge for us. I think this is the way to read it. And in this way, it's not a call for the people to take the power to their hands. Nevertheless, there is a vocation or an aspiration that there would be a revenge. Especially what I can say is that the sentence reflects the national distress of the time of writing. So if we're talking about the Middle Ages, the 8th century and a bit onwards, things that took place in Jewish communities in Europe and still in later Israel, they can explain maybe this idea or the motivation, but at the same time it can also reflect this, what we talked about before, the feeling that things happen again and again, that the nation experiences the same slavery or distresses that they have experienced in the past.
I like actually the positive ending, because I think the Jewish people are very optimistic. So the optimism is always in the end of the Haggadah, Leshana Ba'a B'Yerushalayim, that we hope that redemption will come. Dr. Gilly Kugler, I would like to wish you Chag Pesach Sameach, and thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.